Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Grant LaBeouf joining us. Grant's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a while. He's joining us from England, from somewhere pretty close, hard by to London. I'm pretty sure he's one of the leading experts on the planet on digital marketing, founder of Sticky Marketing Club, and the author of Digital Selling, How to Use Social Media and the Web to Generate Leads and Sell More. And he's our good friend, Grant. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's nice to be back with you guys. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for joining us from England. Grant, one of the things that I was telling the audience before you got here is something, it's kind of one of my soapboxes. I have many soapboxes over here that I get up on from time to time, or maybe walk from one to the other usually, and that's on sustainability of your business. You know, cash is king, but profit is sustainability, and you can't make a profit, which means you can't sustain your business long term. You can't ride out the slow spots. You can't take advantage of opportunities. If you don't make a profit, if you can't retain earnings, and you can't do any of that, if you can't convince, as a small business owner, if you can't convince customers to pay you the amount of money for your products that you must have to make a profit, and that's in the value story, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely right. It's so important for a business owner to understand exactly where they provide value, and more importantly, where a customer perceives the value to be, because mm-hmm. that's how you can make sure your messaging is compelling and you can get people excited and then they want to, you know, purchase what you've got to offer.
Well, and the thing is if you're a small business, I don't care if you're online, I don't care if there's a bell over your door, I don't care how you go to market. If you're a small business and you're trying to be a price point seller, God help you. What do you think, Grant?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you can win very, very short term on price, but it's just a race to the bottom. And then, you know, it's just no good at all. Now, I always say to people, you've got to understand, you know, people talk about having a customer-centric organization and business, and so many people don't. And what they really need to do is, for me, for something to be properly customer orientated, it means seeing the world through your customer's eyes. And that means, rather than looking at your products or service, your offering, and saying, what am I good at, and what can I go and sell to a customer, is to say, what are the challenges, what are the problems, what are the issues that my customers have, and how am I best placed to solve some of those challenges for them?
The answer is if you're going to sell value, the answer needs to be not a whole lot to do with the thing that you're selling them, right? The product.
Yeah, exactly right. It's not about the product or service. Exactly right. It's about finding the solutions to the customer's challenges. And then you can start to say, what is it worth to one of my customers to solve this challenge? And as long as you're making sure that, you know, the way that you're pricing is going to be worthwhile to them to solve it with your solution, then you've got something that's value-based that you can then entice the customer with.
I'll give you a quick example. I could do business with Lowe's or Home Depot, and I do a little with them, but there's a local supply company, a building supply company that I know, and I have an account there. And if I have workers on one of my properties doing work, and they need something, I just tell them to go to this local small business. I call up Jim over there, and I say, hey, one of my guys is going to come by. Let him have this stuff. He says, okay, and he sends me a bill. Lowe's and Home Depot won't do that. Now, here's the thing. I never asked Jim how much that costs and compare it to Lowe's. I tell him, yeah. I actually have a conversation with him sometimes. And I say, that is very handy for me. You need to charge me enough so you can keep doing that for me.
Yeah, absolutely right.
And that, and, so the 2x4, the 2x4 is the same. The value is different.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And what you're talking about here, I think, is the things that we value apart from just the product or the service that we get. And things like convenience and things like certainty, you know, to use a supplier where you just know something's going to happen and you don't have to worry, is it going to turn up on time? Am I going to get it when I need it? You know, giving customers that certainty is very, very important to people. So, and you know, the convenience of doing business with someone, which isn't necessarily the exact offer or product or service you're buying, but
that's
the convenience
right.
in itself is worth it for people. 100%.
Well, he's got to charge me at least 10% more, maybe at least five, if not 10% more, for that 2x4 than I could buy somewhere else if I were trying to buy 1,000 2x4s.
Yeah. But the convenience of doing business with that store means that you're happy to go there.
Right. And he's able to put more money into his gross profit, and that he can pay his bills, he can put money on the bottom line, and stay open next year when I need him again, right?
Yeah, exactly right. And that's why it's so important to look at your products and services through your customer's eyes, because, you know, you could look at it and just say, this is the product, and not see it through your eyes. And for you, it's the trust, it's the convenience that you have using that store that makes you come back time and time again. And that's why we say, look at the customer's challenges, look at their issues, and then see where you're best placed to solve them for your customer and start to see where they think the value is or where they perceive the value to be.
Doesn't all of this value conversation, all of our consideration of value, doesn't it all have to come back to something you and I talked about a minute ago? And that is recognizing that virtually everything you offer, including some level of service, products and that service, is a commodity. Last thoughts this segment.
100%. I mean, we're living in a world with an abundance of choice and an abundance of information, and therefore more and more offerings get commoditized, and therefore you look for the value add. And something else that's very, very important to be able to do that is to understand who your customers truly are. Because to be a successful small business, you don't try and have to service the entire market.
That's
but understand
right.
where the sweet spot is. Understand the community that you can serve and what you can do for that particular audience or community, that's great.
Well done, Grant LaBeouf, ladies and gentlemen. I will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about charm.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.